1026 4MK with Rob Kidd for breakfast.
17 past 8, 24 degrees. A really good TV show on Channel 9 which started last weekend called The Perfect Serve, obviously to do with the Australian Open, but also with foods. One of the superstars of it is former Mackay cook turned international celebrity. She's a fantastic lady. Glad to have her on the phone this morning, Sarah Todd. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Do you miss Mackay?
I do.
You're just saying that.
I'm normally visiting at least once a year, and unfortunately haven't been up there for two or three times a year. So it's a bit crazy at the moment that I'm in Australia at the moment and can't go.
Where are you?
I'm in Melbourne.
Uh-huh. Bad luck.
You guys have locked me out.
Hey, well, that's right. We did that, and just wasn't the other way around. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So, what have you been doing over the last how many months since in lockdown?
Well, I mean, I've been really lucky. I've been filming a couple of television shows, so I've kept busy and, touch wood. It's been quite crazy for me still here in Melbourne. So we were lucky; we were still able to film, which was amazing. So
The Perfect Serve, we premiered it on Saturday, so we've got another four episodes, yes. So it's five all yes. up. For those who didn't see it, how would you describe it?
So I feel it is, you know, a really good way of showing what the Australian Open is. And I think we're really blessed that, you know, we have this huge event, which it's not just about tennis. I mean, it has a little bit for everyone. So, you know, from the chef series where they have international chefs from all over the world. I mean, the last couple of years have had huge names.
Yeah.
So the fact that they've brought me on and I did this year was a huge honour. And it shows, you know, the crew came with me to India and, you know, saw me doing all my research for the menu. And, you know, we put so much effort into, you know, that whole competition of, you know, the tennis and all of that really comes through to the food as well. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure. It's, you know, every night is literally, you know, very intense. And you're running a restaurant in a completely new scenario where, you know, you don't have your same team around you. So, you know, there is a lot of pressure and stress and all of that. So you see a little bit of that. And there's a little bit of a preview of some, you know, famous tennis players that I got to cook for while I was over in India. And, so you see the journey between the three chefs. And, yeah, it's really exciting.
Did you ever get to play tennis while you were back home in Mackay?
Yes, I did. You know, I was a huge sporting person and played a little bit of everything. So I can't say I'm that great, but I can swing a tennis racket.
Yeah. where did you get your culinary, I suppose, expertise when you're learning the trade in Mackay at a young age?
Well, my mum she's like the dessert queen. You can't beat her pavlova and trifle and all these incredible desserts. Like every Christmas, we used to make up these huge jars of cookies, and that was our Christmas gift for all our family and friends. Mm. So, you know, I grew up with having a huge sweet tooth. And I think we realized quite at a young age that you can really touch someone through food. So I guess that's where it really started. Definitely. I mean, my grandma's an amazing cook as well. And yeah, but it wasn't probably until later in life that I really, you know, started to delve into it crazily. I mean, being a model in the earlier days, although it's quite commonly known that you don't eat too much to be so thin.
I know. But tell me about it. I know.
In saying that, you actually do really look into the heart of food. And so I was very interested in food, you know, and what it did to our body. So that was always there. But, I mean, now I'm obsessed and every single trip is really focused around food. And I really feel that travel is number one key in really understanding food and different cultures. And I definitely got to do a lot of that in the early days. And now, I mean, it's, yeah, definitely the heart and soul of everything that I do.
I'm going to give you three options of going for lunch when you do get home. Would you go, and you can only pick between the three, okay? This might be a hard one for you. Would you go to the Crêperie on Gregory Street? Would you go to the Omeo Pub? Or would you go to the dispensary down on Wood Street?
I'd definitely go to the dispensary, to be honest. Yep. I mean, I do love Imeo Pub, and we've gone there multiple times, but I love, you know, the food scene that's kind of immersed or, you know, grown in Mackay, and I think they're doing a really great job. So I think it's nice to support people kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit in Mackay.
Yeah. I'll let Paul from the Crapery know that you don't want to go there. That's very good. He's listening to this. His heart is just broken.
I've never been to the Crapery. That's terrible to say, isn't it?
Well, you when you come home, you need to go in there and see.
You're going to change my mind, and that'll be at the top of my list.
Yes.
Okay, done. I'm doing it.
Good. All right. You are definitely going to the Crapery. The perfect serve. We've got 4 more episodes to go. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. Sarah Todd, you're a champion. Can't wait to have you back up at home, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Mackay Harbour at the moment, 24 degrees. Looking for top to 29. Looking like a nice day, actually. You too. 4MK.